Welcome to Blessings from Beulah Street, this weekly program of timeless Southern gospel music and a thoughtful message is brought to you by the Mount Calvary Community Church in Alexandria, Virginia. Along the way, we trust you'll find hope, forgiveness, and resurrection in the music and the message. Let's start the week with the Mount Calvary Singers doing a classic song based on the scripture found in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verse 20, where Jesus says, "If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." Here's Seed of Faith on Blessings from Beulah Street.
It takes that seed of faith to get you through the storm. There's nothing that's too big. He'll guide you right along. It takes that seed of faith. He's there for you and me. That seed of faith, just take that step and see. Now once I thought I ruled the world, these things were all I owned. I lived and breathed all lies, no truth, the road I chose alone. But now I've seen my Savior's face, He guides me through each day. He's filled my life with faith and hope, His love's the only way. It takes that seed of faith to get you through the storm. There's nothing that's too big, He'll guide you right along. It takes that seed of faith, He's there for you and me. That seed of faith, just take that step and see.
Some of us will close our eyes in fear for what we've heard. The flesh is weak and God is truth. The proof is in His word. So take that step, walk that walk, stand up and praise. And raise your hands and lift your eyes, for He's the only way.
It takes that seed of faith to get you through the storm. There's nothing that's too big, He'll guide you right along. It takes that seed of faith, He's there for you and me. That seed of faith, just take that step and see. It takes that seed of faith to get you through the storm. There's nothing that's too big, He'll guide you right along. It takes that seed. Just take that step and see.
It just takes a seed of faith. Now here's Marnell Tanner with a beautiful rendition of a hymn of the church, "It Is Well With My Soul."
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever Thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. This glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. We praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. And Lord, haste the day when my face shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a storm, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well, oh my soul, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well.
In this week's message, Mount Calvary's senior pastor, Charlie Wood, tells us about the things that God cannot do. God cannot lie. God cannot change. He cannot break a promise. And God cannot remember our sins.
What God cannot do. Last week I told you how God cannot lie. Hebrews in the 6th chapter, the 18th verse. It is impossible for God to lie. I mentioned how God cannot change. In Malachi, in the 3rd chapter, the 6th verse, it reads, "For I am the Lord, I do not change." The things that we rely upon, the truth that we hold so dear, is that this is the word of the Lord. That's what we base our faith on. God cannot break a promise. In Psalm 89:34, "My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips." God cannot remember certain things. Our sins, my sin and your sin, is covered under the blood. Under the blood. In Psalm 103, the 12th, "Our sins are separated as far as the east is from the west." I love that. And God, He forgets them. He cannot even remember those. And finally, I'm going to read to you out of the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy. I love preaching out of the Old Testament books that I can't spell. It's the 7th chapter, and I'm going to read for you. I believe it's starting in the 7th verse. "The Lord did not set His love on you, nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the least of all peoples, but because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath which He swore to your fathers. The Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt." And the 9th verse reads, "Therefore know that the Lord your God, He is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love Him and keep His commandments." Heavenly Father, we ask a special blessing unto the reading your word. And God, just open our minds and hearts for just a few moments, God, that we receive that truth. Each one is individuals. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. I read something this week. Don't look shocked. It was about a little girl. She was only 5 years old. But her mother was very proud of her because she felt that she had a pretty good grasp of heaven already. This little girl described it to her mother as this: a place where streets of gold and lots of angels. A real big throne. Her mother, being so proud, saying, you know, God is preparing a place for us right now. And little girl Cassandra nodded her head in agreement and then said, he's building houses for all of us, but he's probably just getting started on mine. Then without hesitation, he said, but your house is probably almost ready. As I get closer to the house that I know is almost ready for me, I moved about God. I moved about how people, they just simply know that they know that the God that I talk about and the God that I speak about is real. He's the God. And I know many times we have things that go in our lives, that go in challenges. I know people are going through a lot of things. I've had one of those weeks. You ever have one of them weeks? Come on, you got one of them weeks. Somebody told me, says, well, it's not about the other guy I heard about. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, there was a truck driver. And he was driving his truck, and about every two blocks he would stop and take out a big old 2x4 and hit the back of the truck. So one of the other drivers says, what are you doing that for? He stopped him. He says, I am carrying a load of 2 tons of canaries. And he says, I've only got a 1-ton truck. So half the canaries have to be in the air the whole time when I'm taking these canaries. I'm having one of those weeks where I feel like all I have done is just run around and beat on the back of the truck because I had to go here and I had to go there and this thing that I planned for and that thing that I planned for, and how difficult things may have been. I know without a shadow of a doubt that God is on the throne and he is setting forth the pieces that I need in my life to accomplish what I believe he has in store, not only for me, but for those around us. God cannot change. I love the things that are solid. I love the things that are counted upon. I've been accused so many of times of not being willing to change. And I do change. I just change very slowly. Somebody should say amen, because you know someone out there that I'm preaching to that you can relate to. I change very slowly. Amen. I know that the things in my life, and people come up with wonderful suggestions, and I listen to those suggestions. I believe that you can make a strong foundation in your ministry if you use every brick that everybody's ever thrown at you. Just use them to build upon which you know that God wants you to do. God cannot change, because every promise that he has made in this book, he will keep. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. The things he says, the promises that he made, they are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our sins being covered by the blood. I love it, the point that God cannot remember Last week in the funeral service I did, somebody came right to me afterwards and says, "Preacher, you still don't know what I have done. I don't understand how God could forgive me." And I tell them, "Well, I agree with you. I really don't know how God forgave me either, but he did." That's the thing that I know, is that he did, because it says so in his word. God forgives and he forgets. You want to get on a subject, you want to talk about things, especially around churches, somebody's been wrong, somebody said something wrong, their feelings been hurt, boy, around a church, they will tell you. I was told a story of a guy who was shipwrecked, and when they finally found him, they pulled up in this boat, and the captain goes off, and he says, "My goodness, you've been here by yourself all these years." He says, "Why do you have three huts?" Guy says, "Well, that one hut's the one I live in. And that second hut, that's the one I built for my church. And that third hut, I built it as another church because I got upset with the first church." Now, there are some people I know, they're not going to be happy in church, even if they were just the only one there. They're still going to be unhappy. God forgives you. God sent his son to die upon a cross. God is a God of love, of love, of love. The Lord did not set you or choose you because you were more than number. No. The Lord God called you and picked you out because God loves you. The thing that God cannot do is he cannot stop loving you. There's nothing you're going to do today that's going to make God love you anymore. And there's nothing you're going to do today that's going to make God love you any less. I serve a God of love. Over and over again, I see it. Over and over again, I see people around me that are drawing closer to him. Oh, we made mistakes. Oh, we goof up. Oh, we do things. Oh, but in our heart of hearts, if you will simply grasp hold of the God who cannot stop loving you, what things you'll be able to overcome. What challenges you will be able to face. We're very fortunate here at Mount Calvary. We've been through challenges. We've been through being closed. We've got one service without the screen, amen? Because I forgot. God will forgive me. I'm looking at some who may not, but God will forgive me. I know somebody will be saying, "You forgot the screen, Charlie. They'll be typing in today." God forgives. God is a God of tenderness. And the older I get in all these funerals that I'm doing, I realize about how much God loves me and he loves you. It says a lot. I know you have difficulties. I know people are still concerned. I'm praying for you. I know that there are things, challenges, you may have health issues, and you may feel that the doctor tells you the best thing for you, and I am 100% in agreement of what that doctor tells you that you need to do for yourself. But I tell you something else. I love seeing people in church on a Sunday morning. I love singing the songs about the Master. I love people who will come in and lift their hands and make a prayer request, because folks, it's real. It's real. Because God cannot lie. He cannot change. He cannot break his covenant with me. He cannot remember the sins that I have laid upon the cross. And most of all, he cannot stop loving me and loving you. Amen. Amen.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads to ways I cannot see. While going through this world of woe, his hand still leads me as I go.
I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand. I long to see my Savior's face and sing the story saved by grace. And there upon that golden strand I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that guides me through this weary land. And some sweet day I'll reach that strand, still guided by the unseen hand, still guided by the unseen hand.
On that resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise,
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to
stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with Him forever, death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll be glad.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Praise all burst in sense of shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to
stand.
Pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll be glad.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of love eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife. Just raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
The Mount Calvary Singers with a medley of Unseen Hand and I'll Have a New Life here on Blessings from Beulah Street. Now here's a real toe-tapping tune, When We All Get Together with the Lord.
Other like sister and brother when they are Jesus loves us all the same. His Son died to save us and to keep us in His name. And soon we'll rise to meet Him, and forever we will reign. And we will sing, 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 sing now. And we all get together.
Thank you for joining us for Blessings from Beulah Street, from Mount Calvary Community Church, the little church by the side of the road in Alexandria, Virginia. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like more information about the church, or if you'd like to speak with someone at Mount Calvary Community Church, please call us at 703-971-0165. We'd love to hear from you. Mount Calvary Community Church is located at 6731 Beulah Street, in Alexandria, Virginia. You can find live webcasts of our Sunday service on Facebook and find us online at www.mountcalvary.cc. Now, on behalf of Pastor Charlie Wood and everyone at Mount Calvary Community Church, I'm Roger Wallace. Thanks for listening.